Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
My understanding is this is not a shoe-in right now for Mike Vrabel, and under NFL rules, they do need to run a legitimate search. One name that already has a request in is Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson. The other top candidate, along with Vrabel, who many expect can land a job in this cycle. This is very notable here with Ben Johnson, because in the past couple of years, of course, Ben Johnson has had opportunities 2 years ago in Carolina, last year in Washington, to take head coaching jobs. Ultimately, in both those cases, he pulled back. I am told Ben Johnson does intend to interview with both the Patriots and the Bears for their head coaching positions this week. He is interested in those jobs. He has been intrigued by the Bears job for some time. And now that the Patriots job with Drake May at quarterback has become available, Mike, that is certainly a possibility to monitor for the Patriots, who, again, will have a real search here that goes beyond the guy that they know very well.
Tom Pelissero yesterday on the Patriots coaching search, that encouraged me. And Curran tweeted yesterday, it's way, 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 way presumptuous to assume that Vrabel's the guy.
But then the guy.
After talking to Curran today, I'm more convinced than ever that Vrabel's the guy, and I already thought that. So we'll get into it. Final hour here, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We have Grab Bag. It took a day off yesterday.
It's back.
With the Robert Kraft press conference. We'll get to that coming up. We also have our clip du jour later on in the show as we take you up to WEEI Afternoons. We'll see what they have planned coming up today. I believe it's a Ross Tucker day for them. So stay tuned for all that here today on WEEI. A few news items.
All right.
Number one, Kevin Seifert covers the Vikings for ESPN. He says Brian Flores is gracefully taking a lot of questions about his head coaching prospects. He said he'll take every interview that's requested and asked if he's interested specifically in the Patriots job. Brian Flores said, I would say yes. But he added, it's not up to me if they want to talk. Seifert added, because I initially was a little flummoxed at that. Seifert added, Flores said he's locked in on preparing for the wild card game. Per NFL rules, he can't interview anyway. Right. He doesn't have a bye week. So he can't interview anyway yet. He also said it would have to be the right decision for him to leave. So that's Brian Flores, says he would be interested in the Patriots job. Will they interview him? There are now 3 known interviews for the New England Patriots, and maybe you missed this at the end of last hour. Ben Johnson and Vrabel, you should know about. The Vrabel news came out earlier today, the Ben Johnson news yesterday. They're also interviewing Byron Leftwich for their head coaching job.
He's been out of football for 2 years. Is a Super Bowl champion offensive coordinator.
He was fired in January of 2023. Dave Canales was the offensive coordinator in Tampa a year ago. He got the head coaching job in Carolina. Liam Cohen is their OC this year, a head coaching candidate himself. Byron Leftwich has been, again, out of the NFL, twiddling his thumbs, I think, for the last 2 years. I would say between this and the tweets we got about DeMarcus Covington doing an interview in Cincinnati, your tweets and texts and feedback, it's why the Rooney Rule is so... It's a rule where its heart is in the right place, but it's why it's such a bad rule. Because DeMarcus Covington is getting an interview in Cincinnati, and immediately we get a flood of texts. Rooney Rule.
Oh, I know, and it's like you feel like there's a lot of sham jobs anyway.
Byron Leftwich is getting an interview for the Patriots head coaching job, and we get a flood of texts. Breer hinted at it as well on social media. It's the Rooney Rule, and it's like maybe it is a real interview, and everybody assumes it's not. It's not fair to Byron Leftwich.
Right.
You know, the team has to go through a process that I probably think is a healthy exercise. The rule's in the right place, but it's unfortunate where you waste guys' time.
Yeah, I know.
And have them go through the motions for jobs they have no... Like, Byron Leftwich, if you're asking me, has no chance at getting this job. And maybe it's good for him. He gets his name out there, but the whole thing is a sham. And I would hope... If you're satisfying the Rooney Rule, you do it with a real candidate. And to me, it doesn't feel like Leftwich is a real candidate. But, you know, this whole thing makes it unfair to guys like him.
I know. It's so weird because there's not a straight yes-no answer if you're like, is the Rooney Rule good? Because you're like, to your point, like, all right, well, it should be good. But then you're like, all right, that doesn't prevent them from actually having sham interviews.
Here's another one. Patriots interviewed, this just came out from Tom Pelissero. So it was Mike Jones of The Athletic who reported the Byron Leftwich name. Here's another one. And this is in the exact same boat where I don't know if this is real or if it's a sham and you're forcing the guy to do this. Pep Hamilton. Pep Hamilton interviewed for the Patriots job today.
Really?
Sources tell Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport. Hamilton has a history of working with young quarterbacks, including New England backup Joe Milton, before last year's draft. In fact, now that I read that, I saw a tweet over the weekend. I'll go back and find it. Pep Hamilton, young quarterbacks in the NFL, meaning rookies, guys who had played, he had Joe Milton number 5 on his list. I'll find you that list. Rap Sheet tweeted out or something.
He
like
was
that.
At Michigan with Milton, I think.
Was he? Okay,
I
want
to say, yeah.
Pep Hamilton
well,
was
maybe
in,
not.
Pep Hamilton was in Indy for a while. I know that.
No, maybe he wasn't, but he was in Michigan 17 and 18. Pep Hamilton was.
Okay, so look.
So, I don't know if that's Milton or not.
Now, look, maybe there's a few different ways of looking at this. Like, maybe you have to go through the process anyway because you're forced to by the Rooney Rule, which, again, I think is a rule where its heart's in the right place, but it leaves a lot to be desired. Maybe they're taking this as a way to look at offensive coordinator candidates. And you're going to interview for the head job, but we're going to get a feel for you. Byron Leftwich, Pep Hamilton. I still think in some ways it's a waste of their time. If you want me to interview for the OC job, have me interview for the OC job.
Right.
Get your coach in place.
Yeah, was it the OC job last year that they had some very strange
Adrian
names
Clem,
coming in?
Keenan,
like Sean Jefferson
Keenan
interview.
McCardell, Sean Jefferson.
There's a lot of strange names. You're like, they're really going to be the... Or maybe that was 2 years ago, but regardless.
No, I think you're right. I think it was last year.
But there was also 1 year with Bill. It was a year with Bill because there was a lot of former, like, what was the connection to Bill type of guys.
Maybe. Here you go. Pep
Adrian
Hamilton.
Clem.
Pep Hamilton tweeted on January 5th a video. He listed He listed his top 5 quarterbacks. Yeah, it was an older video though.
Okay.
After
you.
Joe Milton's
game,
quote tweeted a video. I'm not sure the original date. His top 5 quarterbacks under 25 in the NFL. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
C.J. Stroud, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love. I'm guessing this before the year started. Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Milton.
Wow.
Above
Drake May.
Drake May, Caleb Williams.
Yeah. If you want a QB controversy, you get Pep Hamilton.
Jaden Daniels. Yeah, yeah. Good point, Keith.
Yeah.
You want a guy who loves himself some Joe Milton, and the owner apparently loves Joe Milton.
So he was last in the NFL, also like Leftwich in 2022, where he was the offensive coordinator for the Texans. So what was that? Slowick replaced him, I guess. He was with the Texans for 2 years. He was with the Chargers for a year. He was in the XFL. He was with the Colts. He was in college. Like, he has been in coaching a super long time.
So as we say this, a lot of people are actually tweeting out that Pep Hamilton video. I saw this over the weekend.
Interesting.
But a lot, I see Phil tweeting it out. Somebody just sent me Taylor Kyles is tweeting that out as well.
So he loves Joe Milton?
And you're going to bring him in.
I mean,
the owner says we have how many quarterbacks again?
Maybe two quarterbacks.
Well, maybe there's a lot more to that than I thought. But again, this is why the Rooney Rule sucks. And I think you should have something like that in place, but it's why it's imperfect is what I should say.
Yeah, I wonder how many times it's worked, because one thing they always point to, they're like,
because if you're wasting Pep Hamilton's time and you're wasting Byron Leftwich's time, that's not fair to those guys.
No, it's not. Now, those guys are accepting the interviews, right? There is that. And one of the things when you've heard people make the case for the Rooney Rule is like, all right, well, they're at least getting the experience.
You get your name out there too,
yeah,
which is
like,
something.
And then you have like Eric Bieniemy, who took like 20 interviews and like never got a job. And then he took a job in college and got fired after a year. So I don't know. It's certainly not perfect, but would they be better off not having it at all? I don't know. Probably not. The one they always point to is...
But here's the thing.
They have like one example ever where they're like, oh, the Steelers weren't going to hire Mike Tomlin. Then they were blown away by Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
So see, this works.
True.
And you're like, all right, that's one guy in how many years? Tomlin's been there forever.
So what I would say is you don't even need to satisfy, quote unquote, the Rooney Rule to interview real candidates. Like, to me, you should be interviewing Brian Flores and you should be interviewing Aaron Glenn, right? You should be talking to those
guys. Guys should be at the top of the list.
So like... You don't need to satisfy the Rooney Rule. You just need to interview the best candidates.
Yeah.
So I think, look, maybe they have real interest in, I don't mean to be unfair to Pep Hamilton or Byron Leftwich. Maybe those guys are real candidates, maybe. But if you're just satisfying the Rooney Rule, this is not the year to do it. There are real candidates who are deserving of jobs, mm-hmm. who should be highly sought after, that isn't satisfying anything. Just wait for Flores, wait for Glenn, talk to them. It's a real interview process. It's a real thing. It's not a sham. Unfortunately, this makes me think even more strongly that Vrabel's the guy and this is all a sham process. And they're not going to talk to real candidates.
Yeah.
I mean, they're talking to Ben Johnson.
I know.
But they're not going to wait for Glenn. They're not going to wait for, again, Brian Flores. They're not going to talk to Liam Cohen and guys like this. Call about Kevin O'Connell. it makes me fear that they just have Vrabel in their back pocket and that's it. That's the whole thing.
It'll end up being a big story if at the end of this job search, if it's Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel, Rex Ryan, I'm trying to think who, like Cliff Kingsbury. There's only five jobs. And so if they all go to sort of the obvious ones, then you're kind of like, all right, were any of these interview processes legit? Like if they go to the ones that like the obvious choice in each spot, you're going to be like, what even was this? Like, was this another sham process?
So again, we're getting the same text. We suggested this. Maybe they're interested in Pep Hamilton as an offensive coordinator, or Byron Leftwich as an offensive coordinator.
Okay.
What I would say to that is, well, then interview them as offensive coordinators is what I would say. And number two, Pep Hamilton now is very interesting because he loves Joe Milton.
Yeah, that changes things. And that kind of laughed off the
Kraft owner
comments,
thinks you have two
but not
quarterbacks.
With, not with Pep coming in.
If they brought this guy, even as a quarterbacks coach, forget head coach, forget OC. If this guy's a part of your staff in any way, shape, or form,
wouldn't you love to be on
that? Is not a good sign for Drake May.
Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall in the Pep Hamilton interview where he's like, all right, the first thing I would do is trade Drake May? They're like, what? And he's like, I'm telling you, you have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and Joe Milton play him. And Robert's nodding his head. He's like, yeah, I just saw him win a game.
I mean, Nick Wright is giving that thing.
He's like,
two thumbs up. Nick Wright is like, trade Drake May.
Trade him.
Pep Hamilton's like, trade Drake May.
That's wild.
Okay. Interesting.
All right. So we got four names now.
Wow. I think that's all the news. Vrabel will interview her today. They're going to interview Byron Leftwich. They've already interviewed Pep Hamilton. They're going to talk to Ben Johnson at some point, maybe remotely. It has to be remotely this week. What else do we have for news today? Oh, yeah, DeMarcus Covington interviewing in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Titans fired their GM after 2 years.
I was going to say, and you are, in fact, allowed to fire your GM.
Yep.
You don't have to just have somebody show up to the facility to keep the train on the tracks. You are allowed to fire your GM like the Titans did. Yet, for some reason, Elliot Wolf is still here, and I'm told not to make a big deal of it. Tim is in Hanover. Go ahead, Tim.
Gentlemen, love the show. Hey, I just want to touch base on two things, Leftwich and Wolf. Leftwich, I called the station either Friday or Saturday, and I brought up his name. They thought I was talking about having him be a head coach. I wasn't. I want to see if he could be the offensive coordinator because I'll tell you what, we got two good quarterbacks. I was a Milton guy. I still am. But the thing is, this guy can mentor the kids that we got, both of them, and I think that he can make them a better quarterback, and he proved he's got a good offensive playbook. When he was with Tampa Bay, he had a lot of talent there, and he won a Super Bowl.
Okay, with Brady. So, I mean, I'm not gonna go that far. Would you like Leftwich as an offensive coordinator?
If you're not hiring Ben Johnson, then suddenly the offensive coordinator is super important.
Yeah. So right. So
like in that scenario, Vrabel, like, I don't care who it is if it's
Vrabel
Ben Johnson
and Leftwich.
I like it more than Tommy Rees. If it's Vrabel and Tommy Rees, which everybody's talking about, I would like Leftwich more.
I'll agree with that. Leftwich, I'm sorry, Vrabel and
Pep Hamilton. The Pep Hamilton thing's funny. Oh, and I did confirm in Milton's freshman year at Michigan,
they overlapped.
He was there as the assistant head coach and passing game coordinator, so he's very
compromised.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the fifth quarterback under 25 in the
NFL. The league, not like fifth best rookie quarterback, fifth best under 25.
It was on the same going into the year with CJ Stroud and Trevor Lawrence and guys like this. That's
he
ridiculous.
Had to do 25 so Joe Milton would fit in his criteria.
That's a good point, too.
Stroud, Purdy, but he's
like,
Lawrence.
In other words, if Pep Hamilton could pick any quarterback in last year's draft, not Caleb Williams, not Jaden Daniels, not Drake May.
I would question that order, too. The Trevor Lawrence?
Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, any of that?
I don't know if Bo Nix is under 25.
Oh, good
I'm
point.
Just that's no, he
also,
might, he
also
might
a good
be,
point.
But no, I mean, that's...
Okay, but so Vrabel and... you just answered this. Vrabel and Rees, you'd rather have Leftwich. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Vrabel and McDaniels.
Oh, no.
You'd rather have
McDaniels?
I don't
want that. I also don't think McDaniels would come back here.
Okay.
But that's a side topic.
I don't either. I would also rather take a swing on Leftwich than bring back. I don't want McDaniels back here.
Although they kind of have the same thing going for them where you're like, your highlight year, you get Tom Brady.
You went with Brady. Big whoop.
Yeah.
I mean, at least McDaniels has the Mac Jones year in there, but McDaniels also has a lot of baggage that Leftwich doesn't have, which I don't want.
True.
Jerome is in Scituate. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, I got a question. Well, number one, who was it that said that we got two good quarterbacks? In the process, you pissed off two of your quarterbacks. Now, how come Brian Flores doesn't get any ink about being a coach?
He does. We just talked about it.
I don't know. Oh, you mean like here, they haven't apparently expressed interest in it, but well, I think he will. He'll take some interviews.
I think he will, too. Will he interview here? I don't know. He just expressed interest in the job, according to Kevin Seifert. And again, this is why I think... if they are just, and I'm not saying they're doing this, but if they are just satisfying, quote unquote, the Rooney rule with Leftwich and Pep Hamilton, I don't think this is a year where, I mean, you shouldn't have to do that, period. But I don't think this is a year. There are obvious candidates like Aaron Glenn and Brian Flores where you don't have to satisfy anything. Just go talk to the best guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like Brian Flores, but I just, for the same reason I don't like Vrabel, I wouldn't hire Brian Flores.
They didn't.
I don't want Patriots connections.
They interviewed 13 offensive coordinators last year, and Leftwich wasn't one of them, right?
Yeah, they definitely not.
So 13 coordinators last year where you're like in this desperate search. Mayo has no coaching tree.
You don't know anybody.
You don't know anybody. You ultimately go with the 13th guy because Elliot Wolf knows him, and you bring in Alex Van Pelt. So I just have a hard time. If Byron Leftwich, 1 year out of football, wasn't an offensive coordinator candidate, how after 2 years out of football?
Head coaching candidate.
Right. How do you make that leap?
I mean, I it feels like a sham.
It does.
And it feels even more like Vrabel is the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I think we're learning about some of these interviews. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for Leftwich and Pep Hamilton, I think they're wasting their time.